Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. This is To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mehdi. It's great to have all of you here, and today we want to talk about a character who not only influenced Muslims across the world, but influenced many non-Muslims as well. This great personality is the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him. Imam Ali alayhi salam was brought up under the care of the Holy Prophet Muhammad when he was just a small child. And so in this manner, the foundation of the moral and spiritual education of this magnificently intelligent child was based by the Prophet of Islam himself, the greatest educator of all mankind. Imam Ali's mental faculties were to an extent that he believed in the Holy Prophet and his mission at the tender age of 8. Therefore, Imam Ali, contrary to the other companions of the Holy Prophet, had never worshipped idols and never partook in the unreasonable demands, the oppressive actions, or the unjust acts of the Arab chieftains. And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
There is one hadith where the fifth Imam says, كُلَّ مَنْ دَانَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ بِعِبَادَةٍ يَجْهَدُ فِيهَا نَفْسُهُ. That anyone who obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the acts of worship, through the ibadat, in which he exerts himself beyond the call of duty. But then there is a problem. وَلَا إِمَامَ لَهُ مِنَ اللَّهُ. He does all these things as far as his ibadat is concerned. He goes beyond the call of duty, but then he has no imam for him from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then what will happen? Imam says, فَسَعْيُهُ غَيْرَ مَقْبُولٌ. All his efforts will not be acceptable by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهُوَ ظَالٌ مُتَحَيِّرٌ. He is misguided and bewildered and confused. And Allah will not accept his a'amal. It's Allah who makes the conditions. Just as he says, good deeds without amal has no worth. Good deeds, iman, without the wilayat of Ali also has no worth. And this is where we have to understand that this is one of the, you know, unanimously accepted concept of the Shia faith. You know, and it's not something controversial. This is not ghulu. This is not exaggeration. This is part of the understanding of the vilayat of Ali and Ali, Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. You know, Allah assured Rasulullah, don't worry. Wallahu ya'asimuka minan nas. Allah will protect you from the people. You just convey the message. Whether they follow it or not, that's my problem. I'll deal with them. You have to convey the message. Nothing will happen to you. And when we look at the name of Ali, we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has protected his image, his name, in spite of all the opposition during his life, after his life, till now. You know, when you look at the example of some scholars, for example, in Pakistan, who tried to tarnish the image of Amir al-Mu'mineen by saying that, oh, he was involved, na'uzu billah, in a situation where he was drunk and went for namaz and this ayat came. You know, Shias also, of course, they expressed their anger about it, they talked about it, they wrote about it, but it wasn't only the Shias. Even Sunni scholars among them who came forward to protect the image and name of Ali.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: العلم وراثة كريمة، والآداب حلل مجددة، والفكر مرآة صافية.
Imam Ali, peace be upon him, said, "Knowledge is a venerable estate. Good manners are new dresses, and thinking is clear mirror."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, and the program's To My Brother. We are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Imam Ali alayhi salam is this beautiful persona indeed. We have talked so much about His Eminence's beautiful universal persona, and yet there are so many lessons which still continue to come forth. It is truly nothing less than a living miracle, just as we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living, breathing miracle of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. And that is because Imam Ali alayhi salam was trained and nurtured and educated and grown by the very hands of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Imam Ali alayhi salam, as attested by both friend and foe, as well as by both Sunni and Shia, was the very manifestation of the teachings of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, as well as the teachings of the Holy Quran. He was truly the embodiment of both of these. We find that in one aspect of Imam Ali alayhi salam's universal persona, we find that he was a human being who was very steadfast. He was steadfast in his defense and protection of Islam. He was steadfast in the protection and the honor of the religion of Islam. He was steadfast in supporting and helping the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. We find that when it came to the defense of truth, when it came to standing up for truth, and when it came to fighting the enemies of Allah, when it came to fighting the enemies of Islam and the enemies of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, Imam Ali alayhi salam was always at the forefront when it came to steadfastness. Now, this is a very interesting concept, because many a times you and I, when we get tired, when we become overwhelmed, or when we just feel like we aren't able to deal with all the matters of our life, we find that we don't remain steadfast. And matter of fact, we can say that metaphorically we flee the battlefield. But what we learn from Imam Ali alayhi salam is this idea of being steadfast. We should always be strong and we should be steadfast in our decisions and in our wayfaring, which will ultimately reach the station of the nearness to the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this can only and only be done via steadfastness. If our willpower breaks, if our decision power breaks, if we're not able to abide by the decisions that we have made when it comes to attaining the nearness to the Almighty Allah, then we won't be steadfast and we won't attain our ultimate goal. But being steadfast is one thing that is incredibly vital. And that is what we learn from Imam Ali alayhi salam. To be steadfast in the defense of the religion, in the defense of our iman, in the defense of truth and righteousness. And in this era, we definitely should be steadfast in our support for our Palestinian brothers and sisters. We must not waver in our support for them. They are on the forefronts of the defense of Islam, both in a very physical manner, but also in an ideological manner. And so we must really take the side of our Palestinian brothers and be steadfast in our support for them, because surely supporting the Palestinian brothers and sisters is the right thing to do, and it is the divine thing to do as well. A very beautiful lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Aminullah along with its English translations. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma inna qulub al mukhbitin ilayka wa laha.
O Allah, verily the hearts of those who surrender to Thee are full of passionate love. The path of those who long for Thee is the straight, true road. The instructions given by those who lead on Thee are distinct and precise. The minds of those who are aware of Thy reality are filled with awe and reverence. The call of those who invite unto Thee is loud and clear, and the doors of approval are kept open for them. Whoso submits his supplication to Thee receives a favorable answer. Whoso turns repentant unto Thee gets acceptance and amnesty. Whoso bursts into tears in fear of Thy punishment obtains mercy. Whoso seeks redress from Thee finds the required assistance at his disposal. Whoso asks for Thy help procures the aid as a gift. Thy promise made with Thy servants is fulfilled. Whoso asks for pardon of his errors finds them reduced to nothing. Whoso does everything for Thy sake discovers that each and every deed has been preserved. The means of livelihood available to the created being come from Thee like a rainfall, and in addition, many recurring favors and bounties reach them in regular succession. The sin of those who ask for forgiveness are overlooked. The wants and needs of all that which has been created by Thee are properly satisfied. Those who put forward genuine demands get more than they ask for, one after the other, again and again. For the hungry, wholesome food is arranged for the thirsty, clean water is available in abundance.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en, Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.